Monday night, 10 of the day, 208, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbart.
Yeah, so we said basically, a choyle kol akuf, someone's confined to bed, whichever that means, mamish is in bed, or it's so painful, he shouldn't go to bed, whatever it is, it means it's quite schwach. Such a person like that is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. If it's swallowing a tablet, you can't do a shilling, you can take that normal. If it's anything else, the moshe's got arthritis, which is quite very painful, then you should dab it on with the back of a spoon or something. You can't smear it on, you should dab it on with the back of a spoon. And then we spoke about a goy, another heter is that a non-Jew is allowed to do any melacha whatsoever for chilek haguf. For in the ambulance, for in the doctor, driving a car, putting the lights on, everything is mutter. They're allowed to, goy is allowed to do everything on Shabbos for a chilek haguf. The only thing that's not allowed, even though it's Isra Bonon, is a melacha shein svich lekufa. That means a melacha where you haven't got a beneficial purpose. So the marshal, let's say we said extinguishing a candle, let's say, for example, right? So even though it's not going to burn better when you extinguish it, that's really an Isra Bonon, but we don't let you do that on Shabbos. We don't let you do it. And also a malacha kalacha yad. We don't let you do a malacha in an abnormal way. Those two malachas are not allowed. I must say, some achroim learn that you can do a malacha kalacha yad for a chole korakuf. The Maestro Mishmur says you can't. But it's worthwhile noting there are some possible ways that you can do it, and one has to know in an emergency what one can rely on. So one has to ask a rov. Generally speaking, Mr. Brewer's ruling is that one may not do a malacha deraisa kalacha yad for a choyla. You can't do it. Okay. Then we spoke about the actual case of teeth, the toothache, and we said a minor toothache, I said, which is very, very slight, then there's no heter at all to any medicine whatsoever. If it's more severe, it's a choyla kalakuf, then he can take whiskey, he can drink whiskey and gargle even. If it's not chole korakuf, he can just swallow it like normal. That's more or less what he said. I just wanted to finish off. We finished off this yesterday. And that is, we spoke about an abscess as well yesterday. But then we said, the marshal, that's no problem. A person wearing a tooth brace, that keeps the teeth straight. That's not Islam Shabbos at all. It's not called a refuah. It's a cosmetic thing. The mice is spotted to the goof, and therefore there's no problem with a person wearing that on Shabbos at all. I don't know how it works with milking a fly chick, but I don't know what you do. I mean, pastures, what goes in your mouth is not so hot. I mean, it can be. The mice, it can be hot sometimes. I don't know what happens in such a case, whether you have to have separate dentures for the milking a fly chick. I don't know. That's not a hilchos Shabbos. Then another one is also a tooth that's come out of position. In Russia, some people have got these teeth that clip in. So it's an interesting. If that comes out on Shabbos, whether you can put it back on again. I don't know. So if you manage to speak to someone, he can't speak to you, he's got no teeth in his mouth, it could be he's worried about putting it back on Shabbos. I'm not sure what the halacha is, whether you're allowed to put it back. It's an interesting thing. I mean, I think the Urchus Shabbos needs a bit of makeup. I'm not sure what the case is that he's talking about. Urchus Shabbos, Perak Haf, Kufn on Hay. What? But how can you put it back in? A normal tooth that comes out, how can you put it back in again? It won't stay. It won't stay in position. The tooth comes out, it'll fall out again when you put it back in. Oh, yeah, I don't know how it works. It's normally a glue or something. Normally you glue it. Yeah, normally it's glued. He says over here, someone whose tooth comes out, he'll get back in again. That's the whole shine of that. I don't know what the case is. I don't know. What the case is, how you can put the tooth back in and he can restore it. I don't know. I'm not sure the case is. A dentist can't put anything on Shabbos because he's doing it like he's fixing into it. He can't fix things on Shabbos, which you mustn't do. Then we talk about what?
A brace. When I was a kid, the brace used to take in and out.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's a temporary thing. It's not a permanent thing. It's meant to be. That's not falling out. The extraction of a tooth, that's much more severe. I don't understand why it's. I mean, the mice, it's a problem. Mr. Brewer brings down from some hulk shitters as an Isser Deraisa. He himself brings out many people are not Deraisa because you don't want the blood to come out. Most people are not interested in the blood. Even if it's a specific ratio, it's low nichale. The Maestri brings the morning of Romholz and Isser Deraisa, and therefore a Yiddish dentist should not put out a tooth on Shabbos. If it ever has to be. It shouldn't be. That it has to be, you shouldn't do it. Okay, let's move on to today's topic, Moshi, about hot and cold weather. So the interesting halacha over here is we've learned up to now that a chole kol haguf, someone who's confined to bed or whatever it is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a melacha min ha-toyah for him. So we said he's allowed to drive to the chemist, he's allowed to put lights on, phone, anything he wants a non-Jew can do for a chole kol haguf. That is the halacha of a chole kol haguf. There's another chiddush of Chazal that a person who is liable to become a chole kol haguf means he's now okay. Actually, there's nothing wrong with him, but it's possible if you leave him as he is, he won't become now a chole kol haguf. Then he's allowed to take refuah now. Already. He's got a din of a chole kol haguf now. Means even though now he's perfect, he feels fine. But let's say he's got the symptoms. He's got a sore throat, which is not, it's nothing major. But he knows if he doesn't sort it out now, it could be he's going to get a severe flu. He's going to be confined to bed. Such a person is allowed to take medicine now already. Because we don't want him to eventually become a chole kol haguf. Why wait to become a chole kol haguf? You might as well stop beforehand. So Chazal made an allowance, even though the person now is not a chole kol haguf, he is allowed to take medicine already now. Who are dealing with over here? Someone's recovering from a flu. And he's more or less fully recovered. He's more or less fine. But he's got to continue taking this thing. He wants to make sure that he's completely clean. He's allowed to do that. Yeah, that's also what to do. So Chazal say, based on this halacha, which is an interesting halacha, this halacha in Reish Ayin Vav, which I think is a bit misused, this halacha, actually. I'll tell you the truth, it's a bit misused. But let's just see it inside. Reish Ayin Vav. It's the end of the siman there. But Atzus Koros Ma'od, in very cold places, Mutzel le'eni Yehudi lasts the Madura b'shul ha'katan. You're allowed to make a fire. A non-Jew can come in and stoke the fire, put the fire on him actually. He can start the fire from afresh. In the good old days, that's what used to be done. Well, like a non-Jew used to come in and he used to put, Shabbos Koy, that's what Shabbos Koy. You used to stoke the fire, put the fire on, and make it that the house was warm. Umatoin ha'gadoyim s'chamboy. Once it's done, even the adults are allowed to have, so he's talking about, the Machal is talking about when you do it for the children. You do it with the children. Once you do it with the children, you're allowed to the gedolim can also have heat from it. Even for adults, you can do it. Look what it says now. Im hakor gadol, if it's very cold.
Are you allowed to ask on Shabbos?
Yeah, we're talking about Shabbos. You can ask the goy on Shabbos to come and light the fire. Now, the Chabbos talking about it's very, very cold. This is hard to know what this means. The rice in the forest, right?
Is it
so cold outside?
Yeah, it is very cold. Yes, it is very cold.
Right, so that's what it was very, very cold, so it's got no heating on in this house. I'm just saying, nowadays we're much more fussy, yeah? Because Baruch Hashem, we've got the heating available very easily in the house. So most people will get cold and very, very slightly with a slight cold. But sure, in our case, it's talking about Imakol Godol. If it's very, very cold, Shahakol, what's the reason? Shahakol Cholim Eitzla Sinner. Everyone can become a choler from the coldness. So why wait till he becomes ill, says the Machaber? You're allowed to do it already now. You're allowed to do something now to prevent the person becoming a chole kol haguf. That is, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to light the fire in order that one does not become a chole kol haguf. But the Mefarshim saying, that's only talking about when it's very, very cold for an adult. It has to be talking about it's cold enough that if you leave it as it is, the person will become ill. If it's only very slightly cold, but you'd like to have a nice warm house, then the chole haven't got any setter. I don't know, it's very hard. The Noach Shukran really points out, what is the definition? How cold must it be? But the Machabes Loshen is only Im HaKol Godol, yeah? What's the Mishnah say over here?
The
would you catch a cold, Moshe? Would you become ill from it?
Yes, I would.
Right, so if a person would become ill from it, then a person has to do it. That's what we're saying. Yeah, that's also true. He's quite right, what Chaim says. That they all say, ideally one shouldn't rely on this going to come on Shabbos, yeah? That he's quite right, actually. That really, nowadays, with temperatures and everything, got thermostats, time switch and everything, then one should not rely on the non-Jew doing this, actually. Rather, one should set it before Shabbos. It can be, there was some unexpected change of weather. So he thought that everything was all right, and then it changed, the sense of weather changed. Now, what happens now? Can he call a goy? So if it's very, very cold, then one is allowed to. That's what he says over here. It could make it a chole kol haguf. When a person's got a child in the house, I forgot to mention this actually, a child, because of this, the way he's made up of, a child is much more prone to become ill than an adult. So a child, even if he's got a slight discomfort, we treat him as a chole kol haguf. So if someone's got a child in the house and it's a bit slightly cold, then one's allowed to already ask a goy to put the heating on. What's called a child? That's a machlokes poskim. Some poskim say it means up to three. Others will make it up to nine. It's up to nine, it's called a child, it's very weak makeup, and such a person there, he's not so sure how it's going to be, then you're allowed to do, ask a goy to do things like that. So the moshel, let's say for example, we spoke about before, moshel, a bee sting generally is not make a person kind of goof. An adult who gets it. It could well be that for a child who gets it, it's much more sensitive. For him, it's any medicine he needs to be able to take away the pain or whatever could be taken for a young child. An adult, normally speaking, is not so painful. So he's not called a chole kalakuf. But for a child, he is generally much weaker in his compensation, and therefore for him, it's headed for. Who are an elderly person as well? Someone who's schwach. He hasn't got the same makeup. His body is schwach. He doesn't take things so well. Such a person like that also could become a chole kalakuf much easier. What happens now, interesting Shaila actually, a positive. Why happens if someone put the air conditioning on before Shabbos? He thought it would be a nice hot day. He listened to the weather forecast and they told him that tomorrow's going to be scorching, boiling hot. So he set his air conditioning on, Moshi. Lovely cold air blowing out. The mice, it's freezing.
The whole house?
Yeah.
Like, sure, it's quite cold.
So the question is now, what happens now? Is there a shul in the house, actually? So what happens in the house? The mice, the positive say over here, he brings down. Oh, so in English Moshe, right, he writes that in a private house, no matter, it's very, very cold, it's like the cold. Yeah. It's like a freezing cold. Okay. And therefore, he's allowed to ask a goy to switch off. But he says what Moshe says, but in a Beis HaKnesses, it's interesting what he says though, they can go somewhere else. Yeah. They don't go to another shul.
There's another room.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not sure we've got that room. They have to go to another shul. I'm not sure why they have to go to another shul. It's interesting why that's called another option. Looks like Rabbi says, I didn't see it inside, so he quotes over here in the what do you call it here, number 50.
He's got no
brainer. The enemy had someone lit an air conditioning unit on Erev Shabbos, and in Shabbos it changed. The English Moshe writes, you don't have to put it off, switch it off. Don't go switch it off. Because it's the same halacha that everyone's got a dinner of becoming ill from this cold. But he says, Dafka brace proti, only in a private house. But you can't go anywhere else. Avo brace akinesis, osa. In a shoe is osa, because he can go down somewhere else. Interesting. Wow, that's an interesting hit, he says. He says, if it's going to cause people not to go to another shul, let's say there are people in the shul who say, look, if we're not davening here, we're going home. You know, get these four people, they get some of these people, we're going this shul, any other shul, we're not going. Yes. He says over here, if that's the case, then, even though there are a few of them, smiling, mutter lo min anochi lechavasam, and then you can tell the non-Jews which are. But generally speaking, he's saying that one should not, what do you call it, if it's a private house, one's allowed to ask for a non-Jew, switch the air conditioning off, but not in a shul. Because you go somewhere else, Moshe. If you go somewhere else, then you haven't got this heter. What about the other way around now? This is an interesting shy now, the other way around. You're in a shul, and a maisa, it's boiling hot in a shul. Can you get the non-Jew to put the air conditioning on?
Yeah.
So Simcha's Paschal that you're allowed. Ah, he's a good rabbi, he's popular. Very, very popular with Simcha. Yeah, but you can't ask them what the size. What first? What the size?
In the house you could.
What
you said in the house you could.
Well, house all around. We're talking about the house. Oh, there's two things.
In the house one could.
No, we're talking about a different size. Before we're talking about over here, it's very, very cold in the house.
Right. So you're not going to call it in the house
to switch it off.
No, switch it off. I see.
You understand? There's two things. That's why I'm getting clear over here. There's one halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Hakol cholim eitz tatzino. Everyone with regards to coldness is a choyla. So if it's freezing cold in your house, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to get a, what do you call it, a goy. Who adin, says a lot of Mephoroshim, if you've got your air conditioning on, and it's a freezing cold day, it's going around, you can tell the goy to switch off. Now, we're talking about our new scenario. It's a, what? I said to you there again, if it's, the case over there is talking about, someone's got his air conditioning on, and it's very, very cold.
Right.
Yeah? So can you get a non-Jew to switch off? So Ramosha says that in your house you can't, but in a shul you can't, you have to go somewhere else.
Go to another shul.
That's one halacha. Now we're going the other way around. And that is, it's a boiling hot day.
Right.
And you want to know, can I put the air conditioning on now to make you cold?
Well,
before we draw them out, the air conditioning was on, you are cold, you want to switch it off. Now we're talking about you want to put it on to make you cold. That's a different shaila. There's no halacha hakol cholim eitz lachama. There's no such halacha that everyone's a cholim when it comes to being too hot. In fact, I asked the doctor actually, can you become ill from being too hot? He said, generally not. I mean, you can dehydrate, obviously, but if you drink, it's not a problem. But generally speaking, you can't become ill from being too hot. There's a tsar, but you can't do an issa d'oraisa of a tsar. So the shaila is now, what is this air conditioning unit to put it on? So Dayan Weiss, actually, he wants to go with, he brings the toast of Bob Basso, he says that, just like you say, cold is bad for a person, so who are doing hot is bad for a person. No, it's not talking about choydin, it's just talking about generally, that's very uncomfortable. And then he says over here, Dayan Weiss, he also writes that the mice, that it could be the whole air conditioning unit is only a drabonon, electricity might be a drabonon, because of the chaz, not chaz nish, so maybe you can rely on this. So he's using a tziruf of it, yeah? That really, it's a chiddush that you consider being too hot is also very unhealthy. And then the whole electrical unit putting on, switching off with a non, putting on with a non juice, the drop on.
You don't become ill.
Yeah. So it's the chiddush.
You don't become ill.
Yeah, you don't become ill. So on that, Rabbi Weiss and others say there might be a makeup. It's very uncomfortable. You can use this. Well, others take a chiddush, actually. Others take a say that one can't put an air conditioning unit on. There's no heter. This is not the same heter as heating. So it's a machlokes apostle. I'm saying, it can be very, very uncomfortable. Washing someone like edge, a straw. Washing is very, very stuffy. It's very, it can become mummish ill. I mean, it can become, it's very uncomfortable. But the shiny is whether that's mutter or not. It's a machlokes apostle. Whether if someone's in a place where it's very, very hot, can you put the air conditioning unit on? That's an interesting shiny.
Well, so
I wouldn't touch anything with a thermostat. Oh, switch the heating off.
Off.
Not a thermostat, just switch it off.
Yeah.
On because you're making new water come into the system. New water comes in. Switch it off. Turning off the valve not anyway. You're making you're just unless you might better when the heating system is on, it's better. The heat if the boiler's on. It's not the worst thing as far as I remember, if the boiler's on off. You with me? You're not doing anything when you trap the water, it's the same water as in the system. The question is when it goes up to that high or not. So switching it on Shabbos is a problem because the hot water goes into the pipe, which is cold, and it heats up the water inside those pipes. That's a problem. Switching off doesn't do anything. Switching off a radio doesn't do anything. That's not it. Sorry, Meshi?
Can we
switch it on the radio? No, you can't switch it on the radio. Switching off is one thing, but switching... switching on is a problem because the water is being
hot.
You're boiling the cold water up. The side of Bishl, yeah? Okay, the water's once been cooked before, so you maybe ain't Bishl like a Bishl or make a dinner. I don't know about it, it's dodgy already. That is a problem. Putting the radiator tap open in a radiator tap valve, you've got a room which is cold, and you want to put the heating on in the room, so you open the tap up to let the water go through and then heat this radiator on. That is problematic on Shabbos. Switching off the radiator, what you're doing, you're not doing anything, you're just not letting the water go into the radiator. The water bypasses that radiator, it's not going up into the pipes, it goes straight across. That's the radiator, that's not what you're doing. That's past the smutter. The only thing you might be doing over time is that you might make the boiler switch off quicker. It's got less heat up, but that's a very unlikely. It's better if the boiler's on, whether that could be better. To do what? Turn it off?
Even though it's off, first you have to make
sure
that the flame is not. Going to heat up.
Yeah, they say it's off to do.
You have to wait until it's off. Then it seems that you can turn it off, but yeah. Lord, I've asked two rabbis and said you can't.
Ask what reason? Why not?
Because.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
You've got to start recording. I'm sure not. I have to look at that. I don't know why you can't turn it off.
I know, I also don't understand.
Maybe that's exactly. I don't know about that. One final thing. Maybe. The other thing is also is. Even according to the Makinim with the air conditioning, it works the same way as the heating. You can only put the heating on if it's very, very cold. So who are they? These people who are leaning with air conditioning, only a lap, it's very, very hot. If it's not such a hot day outside, you must have an extra air conditioning on. That's not ahead of them, I see, yeah? You can only rely on it, it's very, it's a mamish mokum tsar. Even the makilim are only leaning if it's mamish tsar. Then, actually, who make them? Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, I'm making the mitzvah for the Shabbos. Now, I don't want to come, but you should all have an achayim at home to come with me, okay? Moshe, don't forget. In Shari Motka, hopefully. Yeah, don't forget the fire with one, Rabbi Yisai, yeah?